Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So Micheál Martin is on course to become Taoiseach next week following this deal between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the regional independent group and independent Kerry TDs Danny and Michael Healy-Ray to form a new government. A draft programme for government is expected to be published later on today, and there are some details already emerging about what's in it and who's getting what jobs. Well, let's get more on this now. I'm joined by James Brown, TD for Wexford and a member of Fianna Fáil's negotiations steering group, Sean Canny, TD for Galway East and a member of the regional independent group, and Louise Byrne, who's political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. And you're all welcome. Thank you for being with us. And James Brown, I'm going to start with you, because I see in the Irish Times today, it says, it quotes an unnamed source, that the independents were told they'd get jobs or they'd get constituency deals, but not both. Is that what happened? Because they did well on the jobs front.
No, look, I have to acknowledge the independents who came to the table, who were anxious to get a government place, because that is what's in the interest of the country. And they were very much focused on policy and the understanding that, you know, getting policy into the programme for government, adding value to that programme for government, would result in the benefit for their constituencies and every constituency for that matter. So, you know, it was a very positive approach from those independents.
But was it one or the other? Was it two super juniors and two juniors, but no promises for constituencies?
Well, as I say, it never really came down to that kind of situation. The independents came to the table with a very particular situation where they wanted to add value into that programme for government, knowing that that would benefit, as I say, their constituencies and every other constituency as well, right across the country. And the independents are spread out across the country. They're not from any one particular part. So I think they will see their constituencies benefit as a result of this programme for government. But as will every TD in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Right, because Michael Lowry's...
In fairness to them, it was never a kind of trying to get one or the other type of situation.
Well, politics is always local, isn't it? I mean, you know, we heard the Healy-Rays out there this morning. I don't know how many times they mentioned Kerry, but, you know, it all comes back down to your constituency. Michael Lowry says he's happy that the regional independent group got most of what they got. So what did they get? Can you tell us?
Well, look, everybody represents their constituency and also wants to do what's in the interest of the country. And it's the unique situation of a constituency parliamentary type situation we have in this country. Look, what the independents had, as I say, had a real significant input into this programme for government, but it reflects the Fianna Fáil and the Fine Gael manifestos as well. And I think it's all the stronger for having those independents in there, not simply for the numbers, but for their valuable input into the different areas of that programme for government.
OK, well, let's bring in Sean Canny at this point. Sean, you're welcome to the programme. So did you opt to get four ministerial jobs over winning individual deals for the constituents of the seven independents in your regional independent group? Is that how this worked?
Absolutely not. And as James said there, I was there over the last 3 weeks, and we never had a discussion around that, or it was neither a question of it's this or that. But just basically to set out what we did in the regional group, we prepared a programme for government document, which was over 40 pages. Across all of the 19 departments, we presented that to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael negotiators and to the leaders, and they went through that with us. We looked at how we could positively impact on a new programme for government, and that's what we've done. And when you talk about constituency and talk about national, just to give you a few examples, like, I have a problem with a lack of supply of houses in Galway East, it's in Galway West, it's in every other county in Ireland. What we were looking at was looking at the processes by which we build our houses, the speed by which we build them, and the maybe the public procurement on public projects, so that we deliver wastewater quicker, not just in my constituency, but right across the country.
Right,
so
fair enough.
James is right when he says that first of all, that if I get something into the programme for government which would be a benefit for housing, it benefits my constituency.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So when this thing is published, and we expect that'll be later this afternoon, what in there will you be able to point to and say, that was us, that was the regional independents, and it wouldn't be there only for us?
Oh yeah, and I would say to you that it was amazing that I was not amazing, but it was true that the programme document that we produced, when you look at that and you compare it with what's in the programme for government, I would say that over 90% of what we had was also in the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael documents
so
as well.
So what took you so long?
Well, when you say it takes so long, when you go through 19 departments, Claire, and you go through every line that we have in the programme for government, we have to stress test that to see is it attainable, and how, and not to create a false expectation or to put in something just for the sake of it.
So you all also wanted you all wanted more or less the same things here. So there's nothing in here that you insisted on.
That there are things in there that we insisted on, and when it's published, we will go through that. But I think for the moment, I think the important thing here is the programme for government, as it is now being finalised and put together, will be published. The parliamentary parties for both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and our group will go hopefully ratify that this afternoon, and then it will be ratified further by the two parties at the weekend.
And
but I think there's no point in us speculating on what did you get in and what I can point to about 10 things, but I'm not going to say what they are that I would say we would take ownership of like that. But that's not fair until everybody has had a look at it.
I suppose it's important for the people who elected you, you know.
And they would see that when it's published.
So you yourself are getting one of the super junior Minister of State jobs, is that right?
Well, the speculation is right that we're going to get two senior super junior ministers and two ministers of state. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for us as a group and also for government that we have two people in the cabinet. And hopefully that's the way it will end
up.
Okay. And again, I think there's been a huge emphasis on what positions we're getting. I think we spent that up until yesterday in discussions on policy. And I think that's the important thing. And secondly,
right,
the positions that have now come reflect what's in the document and how we're going to achieve it.
Right. And do you know what job you're getting? What portfolio you're getting?
I would say to be premature for me to confirm that. And I think what we will do is we will leave that for the new Taoiseach to announce the ministers on the day. And I think,
but you know what portfolio it is without telling us. I understand that there's protocol there, but you know what it is.
I'm satisfied that I know the intention of the new Taoiseach. Mm.
It was a lot to give away, James, wasn't it? Two super juniors and two juniors, and then you've the Healy Rays with one.
I think it's important that when you have a group of independents and they came together to come with an agreed kind of platform that they wanted to see in a programme for government to support that government, that they do have that voice sitting around the cabinet table and that they have that input into processes that will happen over the coming years. And every member of both parliamentary parties will always have that situation as well through their own ministers of state and senior ministers and directly through to the leadership as well. So no, I think on balance, I think it's a fair allocation in terms of the ministries. But again, this is about the policies. And I think it's important to understand from this point that while Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil, selected myself and a number of others to represent the parliamentary party and the party in these negotiations, the programme for government does now have to go to the parliamentary party. They will ultimately decide whether or not to accept it. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the party membership, and in Fianna Fáil's case, next Sunday. So there are still a number of steps to go before this programme for government is actually fully accepted. But
right,
I will be confident that it reflects Fianna Fáil's values and principles and balances it with Fine Gael's and with the independents. And I will be confident that both the parliamentary party and the party itself will accept it.
Can we take it that it was Fine Gael that pushed for the VAT rate to be brought down, because that was in their manifesto, wasn't it? And we remember at the time Micheál Martin saying he was concerned about this 11% rate that was mooted at the time. Now it's going back down, it seems, to 9%, James.
Yeah, look, Fianna Fáil recognised the pressures that is in the hospitality sector. I come from a county with a very large hospitality sector, and a lot of people working in that sector. Our concern during the general election was that a new rate would mean that energy prices for households would have to go up, because under EU law you can only have a certain amount of VAT rates. So what's agreed is that the VAT will come down as part of the budgetary process, but energy will be part of that as well. Energy will stay at the 9%. So it is, on balance, it will ensure that those households will not see an energy increase in their rates.
So it's an acceptance, really, that it should have been done at budget time. late last year?
Well, any budget is always based on the amount of money that's available at any one time. And when you make significant decisions around, say, for example, VAT, which will cost very significant money, I think, for the entire hospitality sector, including accommodation, you're close to €800 million out of current expenditure per year. For just for food and that sector, you're looking at probably just over €400 million. It is a very large sum of money. And at any budget time, it's about making choices. It's not a case of, you know, we would all love to give every support that we all want to see happen for every sector that's under pressure. So it will happen as part of that budgetary process. I think everybody would like to have done more in every sector in the last budget.
And will hotel, it will happen now as part of the program. Will hotel bedrooms be included in the new 9% rate?
The finer details have to be worked out, but it will be focused on the food sector rather than the accommodation sector.
Okay, well, listen, to come back to the deal, Sean, what do you make of the Healy Rays getting a junior ministry when there's only the two of them in it?
Well, first of all, the negotiations between the leaders and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Healy Rays is not something that we were privy to, and we were concentrating on our policy document and getting in our negotiations and getting that onto the programme.
But so I imagine you pushed for a senior ministerial job for your group.
Well, look, it's like this: we have two senior ministerial positions, albeit we don't have a vote at cabinet. But I don't know when there was a vote last at cabinet, so that's the only thing that we don't have. So I'm very, very delighted that we have two people in Cabinet who would be working closely with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to deliver this programme for government. And we've invested a lot of time in the programme. We feel that it's a very good programme. And like James says, we hope that both the parliamentary parties and the membership of both parties will ratify it over the weekend. And I think it's important then that we get on with the business, because people want us to do that at this stage.
Okay, well, I'm sure, James, there'll be people in your party and in Fine Gael who would love a super junior or a junior ministerial role, who won't get one now because so many have been given both to the regional independents and to the Healy Rays. On the Healy Rays, though, why was it so important to get them on board with that promise of that job?
Well, if we want a government that is going to be stable, that is going to be effective over the next coming years, that can get policy through, and I think also to ensure that ministers can do what they need to do in various situations as well. So, look, the more you have, the stronger a government is. I think that's just the reality of it, and the more stable it will be, and the more reflective, I think, of the general population as well. So I think we just wanted to get those extra numbers to ensure that the government has that level of balance.
All right, let's hear a bit from Michael Healy-Ray. He was speaking outside Leinster House a little earlier, within the last hour or so, and he was asked whether he'd done a Kerry-specific deal with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Here's what he had to say.
That government are taking on board the issues and the concerns that are in County Kerry. And of course, remember, if they're in County Kerry, they're reflected throughout the rest of the country. Those issues are taken on board at the heart of government. We are going to use our position now, the two of us, in supporting the government and in supporting Kerry in what I would like to call a better and stronger way than what we might have been able to do in the past.
All right, that's Michael Healy-Ray. I want to bring in Louise Byrne now, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. And Louise, as we were saying there, the regionals are getting four jobs, plus the Cairn Corliss seat. The Healy-Rays are taking a junior ministerial job. I understand that some politicians have been telling you that they were taken aback, really, that so many positions were handed over.
They were, and speaking in particularly to backbench TDs last night, I think they were quite shocked at the two super junior roles for the regional independents. And there was an expectation, as there has been, I think, for the last fortnight, that there would be a super junior position there for the regional independents and that they wouldn't be getting a senior cabinet ministry. But a lot of people on the backbenches, in both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it has to be said, but mostly Fianna Fáil, I think, were raising eyebrows at the fact that they've gotten two. None of them were expecting it. A number of them saying that was some deal that the regional independents managed to cut for themselves. A lot of people also saying that they had, as I think we're all doing at the moment, their fantasy cabinet lists, who was going where, who they thought was going to get what job, and that the fact that there's now two super junior roles gone, that's thrown a lot of what they thought was going to happen completely out the window. So it'd be interesting to see how it goes down at the parliamentary party meetings this afternoon. They're expected to happen around 3 o'clock. They'll be given the programme for governments. It'll be presented to them. There'll be discussions. So it'd be interesting to see if it is raised. But I think it is fair to say that a lot of people were not expecting the regional independence, and then on top of it, the Healy Rays, to come away with as many jobs as they did.
Yeah, because the speculation yesterday was that Michael Healy Ray was not going to get a junior ministerial role. Then that changed last night. What do you know about what happened?
So from my understanding of it is that the Healy Ray brothers had been seeking a super junior role. They were in negotiations, as they have been for the last couple of days. They were in yesterday. They were kind of coming in and out of meetings. At one point in the afternoon, as I understand it, they were told that the two super junior roles were gone. They wouldn't be getting one of them. They went back in last night, and there was kind of a feeling in government circles that, listen, you're not going to write them off. You wouldn't say that they're not going to support the government. Perhaps there might be a job there, but look, we have the regional independence now. If we don't get the Healy Rays, it would be great to have them, but it is what it is. And as Michael Healy Ray was saying on the plinth earlier, they wanted to make sure that the Kerry's interests were represented. I heard that if they wouldn't quite say that they'd gotten a deal for Kerry, that they mentioned Kerry many, many times in the course of about 20 minutes, but they were saying that the issues that are in Kerry, like Sean said a while ago, are representative of what is happening across the country. So perhaps they're not going to say, but perhaps there is a level of disappointment that they didn't get that super junior role, because while you're not a fully fledged cabinet minister, you're still at the cabinet table, you're still as part of the discussions, and that does mean something. So perhaps a consolation prize in the junior ministry, but it isn't about jobs at the end of the day. They have something.
James, is there a Kerry specific deal in all of this, one that we mightn't see published in the programme for government?
No, there's no specific deals done for any constituency anywhere in the country. Every member of the Dáil who will be supporting the government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Independents, will have that same voice to be able to put forward issues that concern them within their constituencies. And we all do that, you know, and you can get significant things done that are in the interest of your constituency and in the interest of the country. I always think of Ross or Yorkport in my own county. There was significant progress in the last government that helps Wexford, helps the South East and helps the entire country. So, no, there's no if you like, side deals done here.
OK, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, Sean, earlier this morning on Morning Ireland said the direction of travel for this government will be the removal of the means test for carers. That's going to carry with it a huge cost, isn't it? Up to $2 billion, according to some estimates.
Sorry, Kerry asked me that question.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Sorry. I think that, first of all, the carers, this is something that has been flagged and it's something that needs to be done. But I do also believe that research has been done by Maynooth on behalf of Family Carers Ireland, and it doesn't show it to be at a cost of $2 billion. But it's something that will be looked at in the context of the formation of the next budget and how we can actually address that. But I think it's important to say that it was one of the biggest issues that I came across on the doorsteps when I was canvassing, and I'm sure every other TD who was elected and every other candidate who was out there got an earful about it as well. So I think it's something that is important. And whilst you say it costs something, you know, carers save the state over $10 billion a year. That's according to the research done by Maynooth. So you have to look at it. It's an investment. I mean, look at people who are caring, what they're doing for society, what they're doing for their loved ones. I think you just cannot put a price on it.
Right. It seems as though you've reached agreement on that one. Anyway, we're going to leave that there. We are going to continue on in the same vein, because we're going to be talking about the VAT rate. But for now, James Brown, Sean Canny and Louise Byrne, thank you very much for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.